What's up, guys? Tonight we are going to make our haters our biggest motivators. Here at AfterBuzz TV, covering Season 1, Episode 1 of Revenge Body. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
Yes. There we go, guys. We're working out right here.
This is the first workout I've done of the year. Probably at least.
So I'm going to fake it a little bit.
Yes, love it.
I did my workout the Kardashian way. Yeah, I just bought it.
Yes. What's up, guys? Welcome to AfterBuzz TV here for Season 1, Episode 1 of E's Revenge Body by Khloe Kardashian. How excited are we to be here, guys?
Super pumped. Very been waiting excited. A long time to talk about this.
Yes. They announced this like a long time ago, and it's finally here.
Finally. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I guess I kind of understand why, though, because there are so many weeks that go into the training that they do, which we'll get into. But first, where can we find you guys on social media?
Well, you want to introduce you first?
Yes. Yeah. My name is Dakota T. Jones. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones.
Hey, guys. Good to see you again. It's Heather Yared. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Heather Yared.
Hey, guys. I'm Michelle Madison. You can find me on IG at Michelle_MadisonTV.
Yep. And I'm Rachel Robillard. Y'all can find me on all social media at Rach_Robillard.
Awesome.
It's good.
We are here in the building.
Yes.
Ready to talk about this.
Oh, yes.
I'm ready like gonna.
Let's do it.
And this is the first time, at least, I've met you all. I don't know if you guys have met each other before, but
we have. We met each other in our past life. I can't believe you forgot about our past life together.
I know. See how it is. Yeah. My bad, guys.
And she's like clairvoyant, so she can read minds.
Which is awesome.
I'm like scared to think certain things now around you.
That's okay. I'm a very open person.
Keep it PG-13.
It's all good. It's all good. Either way, I don't judge. I don't judge. That's a good thing.
That's good. So before we get into this, I want to know, are you guys big fans of the Kardashians or...
Absolutely, positively, yes. I am a lover of Kardashians. I mean, I even brought Khloe's book with me to talk about this good stuff. I mean, if the like the clothes, the makeup, the hair, I mean, I've bought it all. If it's a Kardashian-Jenner brand, I most likely have it or I'm talking about it. Yes. It's great.
Well, you haven't bought it all because they haven't talked about the surgery.
True.
You got it, boo. You got it.
I love the Kardashians. Ever since 2008, when I moved to Philadelphia first by myself, they used to be the female, like I would put on E instead of ESPN. Some guys put on ESPN. So they would be in the background while cleaning. I would watch it. Not only did they make me want to have a bigger family, they made me want to have three kids to see how close the sisters were. They're just, the vibe is great. I don't necessarily look to them for the fashion and for the other reasons that everyone else does, but family, 110%. I've never seen a better bond, so I'm super excited, especially as a coach, to talk about transformation and what Khloe's doing here with this show, and I'm super excited.
What she's doing is amazing.
Very much.
I agree with you on the family part. That's what drew me to them initially. I kind of have like a little bit of a love-hate, so I'm sure you people are going to be like, oh, she's such a hater. But I love them for the sense of their family and their sisterhood bond, because I've always wanted to have that. My only drawback is, like I hinted at before, was not being completely honest about the things that they've done. But I definitely love this project that Khloe's doing. I think she's like the Oprah of body right now.
She is.
I mean, give it to her. You go, girl.
Wow, the Oprah. Yeah. The Oprah of body.
Oprah.
That's a pretty big
Oprah
of
the
body.
That's a title.
Yeah. Because I think that, and that's what we love about Khloe the most, because she's so vulnerable.
Exactly.
Things that some of us would never think to say, but we'll think it, but you probably already know she was thinking it. But, you know, we would probably not say, like, I don't want to say it before you say it, but, you know, that's what we love about her.
She's my favorite.
She's Khloe Kardashian is definitely my favorite.
Me too.
Kardashian Jenner right now.
Yeah.
Like, it changes, but she's been number one for a really long time right now.
Yeah, like her and Kylie are my number one.
Yeah, Kylie, Kylie's killing it.
I mean, Rob was my favorite. So let's not get started.
You think he may be in season two?
I'm just too focused on the mistakes he made by not, you know, reaching out to me. I think we were soulmates, Rob was my favorite. Rob is still my favorite.
If he's your soulmate, you still got an opportunity.
I mean, there's Pisces in the family. Yeah. I have a Pisces, so, you know.
I'm all good.
I feel like you would treat him so right.
I would.
Yeah. Totally.
Yes. But
I feel like you'd treat any guy right.
Trust me, I could talk about that for hours.
Yes.
If you want to go ahead. Yes. You can go ahead and get into this show, baby.
Dakota, tell us about your Kardashian thing.
I am obsessed with them. I've loved them for a long time now. I've watched every single episode of their show, their spinoffs, anything like that. I am on the Kardashians after show, which is super fun. I did the Cocktails with Khloe one, so I love them so much. I've met most of them, except for Kris Jenner, and I've not met Kourtney.
Kris is the only one I have met. Kris Jenner, yes, on Fab Life. I got to ask her an interview question. On Fab Life, and that was the first. Oh my gosh, I got to hug her. And
I thought you touched her.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I was like, can I hug you? Like before we get started.
Hey, she's had some beautiful kids. Kris, your womb, they have earned their stretch marks. All of them. They have made you money, girl.
Yes.
I love above all, her kids are still all gorgeous.
Yes, totally. Very much so. Love
and the grandkids.
Family. Yeah. Yeah. It's gorgeous just a family that keeps on giving. Mm. You know, speaking of giving, let's get right into the show here. We have two amazing, I guess, contestants, as you'd say, on shows like these. First, we have Will. He is like a bundle of joy.
I love me some Will.
He is great.
Comedian. He's a comedian.
Yeah, he is.
Open, completely vulnerable, completely open, perfect for this show, because he's got a good story. I mean, how many of us have experienced that heartbreak that jumpstarts us into, okay, let me work on myself. Right. That's something that I thought of at first. I was disconnecting. I was like, I don't know how I'm going to feel about this, attaching weight loss to an external goal, right? Because if we don't have something internal to keep us going, the weight will come back on. Right. But it was cool to see his story and how he did shift, which I'm sure you'll get to in this show, and where it changed for him to start losing this weight. But he was amazing.
Yeah.
And I love you as a bear. I love me a bear.
Bear?
I'm just saying.
Bear and muscle cub.
He says that. He says that he is a bear now, like a hairy big bear, as he said. And he wants to be a muscle cub later. So he wants to be like, you know, a little bit, you know, like bigger. But like he's like wants to be toned, muscular, and be like that strong male figure.
Like the brawny man?
Yeah. So I
think there's another name for that in the gay community. I don't know if bear is the example of the brawny
bear
man.
Bear, he said, was
bear.
Like...
Well, bear's the big, burly, like, heavy-set, scruffy dude. And then the muscle cub is the guy who's... Well, no. The bear is muscular but thick, right? Like, you know. And then the muscle cub is the lean and also muscular. Yeah. But there's two more that I can't remember the names of. But regardless, it's all about that. The brawny man, I think, is something different. I think it actually might be like a... I can't do it. Jerry. My cousin Jerry will tell me. He'll write it on here later, so I don't mess it up.
That's awesome. Tell us in the chat room. Tweet us. Tweet us. Yeah, educate us on what we're missing.
Definitely.
Yeah. No, Will is definition WeHo. I live in West Hollywood, and so, you know, I go to the Abbey at times, and he is just that's exactly the kind of men you see in that neighborhood, and that he just embraced it. His character was amazing. I think they did a great job casting him, and obviously, as we all saw, he had a little trouble at the beginning with alcohol, and I think that's very relatable on all aspects.
Especially when you're going through a breakup.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And like with your friends, that's what happened. He had a friend come over. What's the first thing you do? You talk and start...
Have some shots.
Shots.
Exactly.
Shots. So he got Gunner. His
that's
trainer.
Pretty cool.
That's amazing. Gunner. That's like Khloe's personal trainer right there. Like, that is amazing. I don't know if you guys have Khloe's app, but she always is making those like Khloe Fit segments with Gunner. And seeing like the gym and seeing him, I was like, wow, like she's really putting everything in on this show, like bringing her guy like to the show.
That
absolutely.
Awesome.
We need the surgeon.
I love how much that she focused on what they were about. Uh-huh. The fact that he got to go into a personal gym. I know me personally, when I fluctuate anywhere from 5 to 30 pounds. I literally do, and it's a nonstop thing. Mm. My biggest pet peeve is being in the gym and having people watch me. Okay, so the fact that he mentioned, I love having a personal gym, I love being able to work out and not be watched. I was like, yes, I would want the personal gym too, but then if I was on the show, I wouldn't want people watching my grunt face, because then they see you on the camera. But that was really special.
Yeah.
I think that really helped him in his weight loss process, especially with his background, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. For sure. I think it's one of those things where, for me personally, having cameras on me while I'm working out and like really trying to like like look good for the camera, but then also like really get some work done, that would be very challenging for me. So I respect him for being able to, you know, kind of, you know, he had to take his shirt off. He had to like with the nutritionist, Dr. Golia, which is another amazing thing that he had him as the nutritionist. But just everything about that, like, you know, he had to kind of humble himself and be like, all right, look, I have a problem. The first step is admitting you have a problem.
Admit
so
it.
He's able to come in, you know, kind of get, you know, all those things out, all those emotions, you know, his ex Kyle obviously had a big major role in why he wanted to do the show, just kind of laying it all out there, and like him not coming from a reality TV background and being like, you know what, here I am, these are my problems, this is what I want to work towards, was an accomplishment in itself.
How many of us have had a bad breakup? How many gain the weight? How many gain weight with a breakup?
I lose weight.
Okay, so who? Yeah, how many like lose? Go like real thin.
You know, I don't think. I think I just kind of stay the same.
Oh, God, well, God bless you. Yeah. I normally like drop that. There's nothing better than that breakup face. That,
yeah, snatched.
Yeah.
You're like, no.
But I was surprised. I mean, I hear a lot of people do gain weight. It's one of those things. They fulfill the gap with love. How am I going to feel better? And he clearly did that. I loved that they were like, you're going to be eating 8 times a day. He was like, I thought I was going to be starving myself on a Tic Tac.
Yeah, the Tic Tac at noon.
And that's it. But eating 8 times per day to fuel.
Yes.
Fuel versus fix. Love that. Instead of fixing your problems with food, you're going to use it as fuel.
Yeah.
That really stuck out with me. And I feel like that's something that I hope I took that away from the show. I was like, okay, great. Now when I go back to the gym, since I haven't been in six weeks, I will be like, okay, this is my fuel. This is my fuel. It's just something that's gonna empower me and make me work harder, as opposed to worry about the number on the scale, which was also a theme during the show.
Definitely.
I'm glad you said that, because that's a major misconception that people have about weight loss, that they have to starve themselves, which is actually not true. You're supposed to actually eat 3 major meals throughout the day, but in his situation, 8.
Yeah.
And you're not supposed to starve yourself. So that's
good. And sometimes it's like 6. I guess it depends. I know what worked for me was my blood type diet. But generally, if you're working out that hard, focusing on weight training and turning the muscle into fat, which we know he did significantly.
Yeah, you need something to burn.
Yes. Or you're and thirsting and you're passing out.
Yep.
Absolutely.
I passed out at a gym before.
Really?
I didn't know, because I didn't eat. And I was like stressed out. I didn't realize I was hungry. And I was at the gym doing my aerobics thingy. And next thing I know, I went down.
Wow.
And when I got up, they gave me a Snicker and water. And I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, water. Water is so
important.
I
did not know that.
Yeah.
So I learned the hard way.
Calorie intake.
I did kind of the same thing when I first moved to L.A. I was like, my friends were like, we're going to go on the Hollywood hike. And I was like, oh, cool. We're going to see the Hollywood sign. Woke up, didn't eat one thing, didn't drink anything, didn't bring any water, didn't bring any nutrition bars, nothing. They took me on, you know how it usually takes like 2 hours to get up there and 2 hours back.
Oh.
No, they took me on some mountain, went all the way up this mountain, literally had to jump from one mountain to the next. Like, you could look straight down. I almost slipped and fell. And then it was overall, I think, 6 hours there and like 3 or 4 hours back.
What?
No food, no water. I was about to pass out. It's so sad, because like when you think about this, like, I mean, people who don't work out that often, like I don't.
And yeah,
I'm hoping this show motivates me too.
I take the stairs.
But yes. But it's one of those things where you have to be aware of what is healthy and what's not for your body. Mm-hmm. And like, working out is great, but if you're working out and putting your body in shock without doing the right things to preserve your body, like, your body is a tool, and if you don't treat it that way, then you're just gonna like pass out, like you said, or
it will shut you down.
And if you don't have enough calories, you're gonna burn your muscle. Mm-hmm. So you're gonna be saggy, and it's gonna be different. But clearly he didn't care about burning muscle when his friend came over for what? I was confused. I'm curious about you guys.
Yeah.
Was it his friend, I think Jason, was it his birthday?
Yeah.
Or was it, did he come over and say birthday so he could take shots, because he found out that Kyle had a boyfriend?
I think because he was thrown off because Kyle, he found out Kyle had a boyfriend, and his friend came over and he was like, oh yeah, happy birthday. But I'm mad at my old boo got a new boo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just wasn't sure about that.
Yeah.
So the story didn't align for me. I was like, okay, what are we seeing here?
Yeah.
Was it really the boyfriend and they staged the happy birthday so he didn't look like he missed an opportunity that I would die for?
Mm-hmm.
Or was it really what was happening?
Yeah.
So it could be that too, because sometimes I'm naive.
Yeah, well, that's why I like the concept of the show. Instead of them like locking all of these people in a house, you know, you have 12 weeks, you're put together in a house, they're in real life scenarios.
Yeah.
They're in the comfort of their own home with their comfort food, the comfort alcohol, and their friends to motivate or not exactly be maybe bad influences like Jason at that time. And so I really liked how they did that instead of locking you up. It's real life, and you have to figure it out if it's really worth it.
Agreed.
If it's really worth it.
And
you
have to pack your ex's stuff by yourself.
Yeah.
I wrote that down. I said, test. That is a test.
Mm-hmm.
If you have to pack your ex's stuff right then and there when you're on that diet, boy, if food is your comfort, then it's game over.
Yeah.
At times.
Oh,
at times. But I was shocked that he missed the workout.
I know. And it's one of those things where his ex-boyfriend was what really motivated him to want to get this revenge body. And he was kind of doing it for, in lack of better terms, this douchebag who broke up with him, who we find out had been cheating on him.
Right.
And it's the whole time. And it's like, don't do that for him. Just forget him. Do it for you. It's one of those things where you have to move on and be like, you know what? Because if you're doing something for someone else, you might, like you said, gain that weight back later once something else traumatic happens. But he finally, after a while, was realizing, you know what? He's not worth it. I got to do this for me.
Right.
But he did make a mistake by missing the training session.
Mm-hmm.
That was that was a mess up.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I was curious, if you aren't at a level where you really want to lose weight and you enjoy eating broccoli every day, is making it about someone else a great motivator? Is that the best thing to motivate with? And I went back to remember, what is it that always got me in the gym? Mm-hmm. And it was, back then, another person. So if I started dating someone, I was like, mm-hmm. okay, I want to lose weight and look good naked. I mean, I did not wear a bikini from 1999 to 2014.
What?
The first time I was in a bikini was 2014. And so every time I met someone or the thought that I would have to do that came, it was what motivated me to get into the gym at
you
first.
You know what? I totally agree with you. It's one of those things where it mm-hmm. is tough because you're like, oh, I'm with someone new. I'm going to have to get in a bikini or like a swimming trunks at some point. And it's like, this is awkward. Like, I have to figure something out real quick. So maybe it's not coming from the best place, but it may get the job done.
And the result. Yeah, the initial mm-hmm. way, why not? Like, why not? And we see that with Stephanie. I feel like Stephanie, one of her motivators was going on a date.
Mm-hmm. She broke my heart. Mm-hmm. Yep. That broke my heart.
Why? What about her?
Well, not her particularly, but her situation where she was talking about people saying body shaming her in a nutshell.
Right.
Because for me, a lot of my friends, they are not a size 2, over the years, I see their struggles with weight. One of my friends in particular took her a year for her to basically transform her body from, you know, changing the way she eats, working out. Like, she did it the very healthy way. Right. And so recently, since I moved to LA in the last almost like 8 months that I've been here, it was my first time being around someone that actually body shames people. Mm. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, this, like, people like do this. Like, I've always heard of it. Mm-hmm. And I was just so mortified. And even, you know, I had to tell a person, I had to check them, because I'm like, you can't really be around me and be like that. Mm-hmm. And they did it again. So I was like, at that point, I just know that they were mean. But in the scene where she confronts the girl and you come to find out that she herself was also body shamed and she was just projecting
it. Made sense. Even though it wasn't right, it did makes sense.
But it did hurt me that people like told her that, like, you don't have a shape.
I got body shamed growing up. Yeah. My grandma, you know, a family member, completely and utterly body shamed me when I was in elementary school. Yeah, no, it was like crazy, but I mean,
elementary school, you don't have anything.
I know, and like, I was from fifth grade, that was like my peak of like the biggest I've ever been. Mm-hmm. And I got a crazy story. So I got a dress with my grandma and I was with her. She bought it for me. And then when I wore it, like a couple days later, she's like, Rachel, I will pay you if you give me that dress back. And I was like, what? And I just kind of, I have the personality where like nothing really phases me. Mm-hmm. And I just brush it off. So like, no, I love this dress. And I just went around. And then my mom was like, go, Rachel. Like, okay, you know, just let it be. And that's how it was, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that's, back in the day, like, that's your mom, your grandmother, like, it's always critiquing. Mm-hmm. And it's not, and I'm not saying that you weren't body shamed, but that was not in existence back then, that type of awareness.
That definition was not around. Yeah. And I didn't take it offensively. I was like, okay, if that's what you think, whatever, I feel good. But everyone has that.
Yeah.
But the fact that still stands out to me as, like, a very pivotal moment in my life. It's mm-hmm. like, wow, one of my own family members that I love dearly mm-hmm. is, you know, not being very positive in this aspect at this, you know,
and
time.
She probably went through that one.
Yeah, exactly. And so, and my mom went through it, and so that's kind of just how it's been. And mm-hmm. Exactly. That's why my mom would just like, she never ever said anything mm-hmm. negative, and I thank her so much because that's how, you know, I am who I am, and mm-hmm. I just.
And you're gorgeous.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, thank you. Now they have these acronyms that make it easier to do it, like Duff. I don't know, but I had never heard of Duff.
Yeah, I had never heard of it. I mean, I have heard because there's a movie called The Duff.
When?
Yep.
I'm so out of it.
I've heard of the movie, but I didn't know that. Was it relating to this?
Yes.
Oh, that's what they're talking about. Okay.
About her being the designated.
And I always joke about being the purse holder, but it's not. Because I don't really drink when I go out. So I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll be the purse watcher because I just want to sit anyways.
Wait, why?
And I don't really drink. So I was pretty much like the Duff. I just didn't even know that there was a term for that.
So
I was
for those of you who don't know, it's the designated ugly fat friend, which is so sad.
That holds a purse.
That is so sad.
It's super sad. It's so sad.
And the thing is, like, that's what she was known for, and like, she stuck to it. It's like, that's what I am, and that's how it is.
And
but
she didn't
want to
get up and dance. And she's gorgeous. I was like, you know,
cute face.
Boo-boo.
Yes.
No, girl. Yep. Hang out with me anytime.
I was really surprised. Well, actually, I wasn't surprised. I'm going to be very honest. And again, mm-hmm. some people might take this the wrong way and so forth, and some might not. Either way, I'm just going to share it because it is what it is. girlfriends are honest with each other, and the best girlfriends are honest. I mean, mm-hmm. I had girlfriends in college who said, do I have cellulite on my leg? Now, mm-hmm. granted, me being me, mm-hmm. I looked at the leg. I was like, yeah, I mean, if you're asking me, do you want me to tell you the truth, or do you want me to be your friend? Yeah. And, like, tell me mm-hmm. the truth. So when I would say, oh, you have cellulite, they'd be like, oh, I have cellulite, and they'd flip out. So right. it was interesting for me to see. The girls were like, you don't have a shape, you're not doing this. So at first I was like, you know, what are we seeing that is that person just blatantly saying it versus mm-hmm. how do we know that maybe her friends aren't that open with each other? Like, how does my body look? Do I have the hourglass right. shape? Do I have yeah. the hair? Because my friends back in 95, I think that's when the whole hourglass pear apple came out. And I remember I was so upset because they were like, you are a pear. And I was like, damn it. Like, at the time, I did not have these.
Oh, you're, but, you're a black man's dream girl. What? If I was a pear, I'd be married by now.
But it was
I'm like the opposite.
It was so funny to see in a good way. Like, it was cool for me to see it. I was intrigued, but it also taught me something mm-hmm. seeing that, like you just mentioned. Mm-hmm. Either way, if they're honest with each other or not, mm-hmm. it stuck with her.
Yeah.
Right.
So she was motivated. At first, I thought who she was paired with was mm-hmm. not a match. Like, I even tweeted Chloe. I was like, how did you go about pairing everybody? Yeah. Because she looked so intimidated by mm-hmm. mites.
Luke,
oh, yeah.
mites.
I love yeah. Luke.
I did, too.
Luke yes, just has Luke. A ball of energy.
Right.
He's like the president
of Hunter. His accent, like, makes everything better, too. Like, I yes. would love to work out with someone who's like, all right, mate, let's go. We got yeah. this. But
and his corny Steffi. Jokes are just cute because know. He laughs at them.
And the yeah. pet name that he gave her, Steffi. Like, oh, yep, Steffi. Come on, Steffi. Like,
I was like on
the
very
first day. First time.
I know.
Yeah. I was like, aw.
I know.
So cute. Yeah, again, Chloe Red, she's missing that support group.
Yeah,
a right. lot of confidence issues in young women today and in men, and mm-hmm. everybody is heavily influenced by the support group that you have around you.
Yeah.
True.
Her matching with Luke, mm-hmm. knowing that mates is comprised of the three important things, physical, food, and I think support. Mm-hmm. Social, yeah, I think social right. health. Yeah, social yeah. health, excuse me, social yeah. health, which mm-hmm. is being around what he called mates. Mm-hmm. It was a perfect match, and yeah. it ended up motivating her. Because mm-hmm. again, I felt as soon as she walked in there and saw her face,
yeah.
I was like, oh, I would walk out.
Oh, I know, and it was one of those things where she was like thrown into this, and it was kind of like I looked at it and I was like, I would be super uncomfortable, like everyone's working out and looking great and I'm gonna be like this person kind of starting out, but I right. was proud of her. I thought that was an amazing mm-hmm. accomplishment, and I mean, I definitely could not do that. I'd have to be like Will, you know, going in and doing it privately, because
okay.
I'd have to do that until maybe like maybe one friend, so like maybe the trainer and one other friend, mm-hmm. but I could not do it in a big group like that.
I don't think I could either, but yeah. he's really good. Luke is clearly great at creating a psychologically safe space.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He made her feel special. He made her feel like she had a safe opportunity yeah. to be herself mm-hmm. and to be free, and it worked beautifully.
Yes.
I mean, down 12 pounds in 6 weeks.
Yeah, that's wow.
12
awesome.
Pounds in 6 weeks, and she's doing two-a-days. Now, I have right. done two-a-days to lose weight that fast, and it is hell. Like, yeah. it is hell. So to hear that she was doing 7 days, mm-hmm. 2 days.
And she yep. enjoyed it.
Yes. Yeah. And you
she
get
it. She said it with enthusiasm.
Yeah. Yeah, that was awesome. Super I've cool. never heard mm-hmm. of mates.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to, like, look for it.
Yeah, look
and
for
she
it.
Has now a lifetime membership, right?
Yeah,
so
the
she can
whole
come back
lifetime.
Whenever.
She can go whenever she wants
that's
for
the
rest
the
of her
That's
the
best
part.
Life. Yes. Amazing.
Absolutely. That's
what's like
me,
right
yeah.
next to meeting Khloe Kardashian. Like,
you're too funny.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I wonder if the workouts are anywhere online.
Yeah.
I was
sure.
thinking it would be cool if we could do this challenge with them. But now that I see it's broken down into they're showing
yeah.
different
oh,
people
geez.
Their full 12 weeks.
Yeah.
But my first thought was I would love to do that. I mean,
we could go by.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
We could do a drive-by.
Yeah, what does that mean? And try to see what the know. Programs are?
She means drive-by, yeah. peek in the window.
Drive-by,
oh.
take a picture. Oh. Like,
yeah. like on
we, were, we were there.
Oh, no, I actually want to lose it.
I know you
like,
do.
Like,
I would love to go.
I know you do. I know you do.
I love classes. I know y'all would be more Will in the whole Gunner atmosphere, but the classes, it motivates you to not slack off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's like, because I go to LA Fitness, and I love doing classes, whether that be psych or a body works class, and it's like, I want to be better than, obviously, from my yesterday, but also the person next to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know?
I'm going to be the best version.
It's like,
yeah.
I want to, if, wow, that girl is hustling, I want to do that too. If mm-hmm. that, like, I kind of look at it as like a yeah. competition.
Yeah, yeah. Social comparison.
Yeah.
Very,
yeah.
very.
I love that.
That's a very good
and whether or not,
effective.
Yeah, like, I think that is very effective, definitely.
Yes.
I mean, definitely one of those things where if you're looking at the person next to you, you're like, you know what? They're going like two times faster than I am.
Yeah,
I gotta get
I need
going.
To pick it up.
And then you're not even thinking about working out. You're thinking about doing that. And then it almost gears you up and you have
exactly.
like all these endorphins going on. And it's just like.
I am the polar opposite.
Really?
I'm just like, put my head down, put my earphones in. I know I'm fly. I'm like, I'm fly.
Right.
And I finally, one thing also that stuck out is they discussed about looking at the numbers on the scale.
Mm-hmm.
It was
right.
a difficult thing for me It took a few years to grasp. It's not about the scale. Mm-hmm. So once I mentally understood that, okay, I'm going to worry about if I have muffin tops on top of my jeans and if this showing and that's showing. Yeah, me too right now. And that was it. But once I let that go, not caring about the number, oh my gosh, I'm telling you what, it does melt off. It changes your motivation completely because it's like avoidance goals versus approach goals. Like, don't look at what you want to lose. Look at what you want
to
get.
Exactly. And we kind of see that transition go with Will going back to him. Yeah. He like goes, you know, and he's like wearing his little glasses and he's like, Gunner's like, you're not cute. Like, you got to get over this. You're not cute. You're wanting to be a muscle cub. You're a muscle blub. And it was like, you know, I think in that moment, he's like, you know what? I can't be playing around. Like, I got to get this going. And he did. He looked amazing. Mm-hmm. He went to, you know, like, go see Chloe, and she was commenting on his butt, like, oh, you look great. And the whole thing was just, he seemed more confident just sitting there next to her, like Chloe Kardashian, like sitting next to her, feeling kind of happy and confident. He's like, oh, look at me. Look at me. Like, I was so proud of him. And it was like, he kind of mentally become a different, like not a different person, but he'd mentally kind of gotten rid of his, I guess,
any negative baggage.
Yeah, yeah, which was so cool to see him walk in like that. And we see her, or we see Khloe call Kyle. And we're thinking, I mean, I at least thought Kyle was going to show up. If Khloe Kardashian called my phone, like, I would show up. And, like, it was so sweet that she did that. And we just kind of thought it was going to happen. You know, he's still working. He goes in. He gets, like, the hairstylist, and he's all excited.
He hits on everybody. Yeah. I love that he hits on everybody. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everybody you talk to. But she really engaged. Chloe really engaged. Chloe calling. I would not have shown up if I were him if I knew, if I would have cheated the whole time. I figured he wasn't going to show up.
He was embarrassed.
He would be afraid.
He doesn't want the world to know.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. But she really did engage. As we all know, there's not a better one of the sisters that should do this because she has always been shamed for her weight. Mm-hmm. And I think they finally found a niche that matches with her true passion. The cocktails with Chloe was great, but Chloe's not fake. Chloe's not somebody who's like, let me have that small talk. This is really what channeled her energy and got her to flourish.
Yeah.
And this is a phenomenal show and the opportunity that they're giving to people. You hear a lot of stuff, and I've said it myself. Why aren't they taking their money and doing something with it to help more people? We don't hear as much about it. This is a perfect example of that. So I'm super, super excited to see the transformations that come from it.
Yeah. I agree with you. This is Chloe's thing.
This is her thing.
Chloe, this is your Oprah.
Yeah. But I can see this going. This is going to go on. This is going to be a very successful show. Just from watching the first episode, it is just phenomenal. And just seeing the confidence that he goes to when he goes to his party where he's invited all his friends. Mm-hmm. And we think Kyle's going to come out, but it was almost 10 times more meaningful that his mom showed up.
And he started crying.
I know.
I cried.
I know. You were. You were tearing up.
Yeah.
It was good.
It's just those moments. It's like, you know, when you... when you work so hard for something and you want your parents who have been hard on you or not and are worried about you to see them show up, like that was just amazing. Mm-hmm. Better than Kyle,
and
which
she
said.
He was so happy to see her and she was so proud of him. And it was one of those mother-son moments. It was just like, this is incredible. And like seeing him in that suit and him just holding himself in like a higher light or like a higher standard for himself, he was just like so excited. And just seeing that makes me want to get up and like go do 100 push-ups. Like, honestly,
I put my popcorn down when
I wanted to do that. I was like, I'm hungry.
Okay,
I'm
after this, we'll eat tonight, and then the next day we'll start.
Yes,
okay.
He looked dapper. Yes, he looked so dapper. Will you dapper?
And he got his shots.
Yes, he did. He got his shots.
Right.
I would have written my drink the bar too.
Yeah,
he was like, all right.
Yeah, he was like, all right, let's go right now, getting some shots. But overall, he had lost over 30 pounds.
That's amazing. 52.
That was like, you said 55 pounds of weight, and then it turned into 23 pounds of muscle.
Exactly. Yes. Okay. That is 50%, guys. Yes. 50% of his fat was transformed, however you want to say it, into muscle.
Yeah.
That's amazing. In 12 weeks.
That is a definition of a muscle cub right there.
Yes.
Yes.
So proud of him.
Yes.
Will, if you're watching, we love you.
Yes.
Like, seriously, we need to tweet this to him afterwards.
You're a muscle bear.
Yeah.
Is that a thing? Guys, tweet us and let us know if that's a
muscle cub. Well, that's the muscle cub.
He's a man. So he's a bear. He's a muscle bear.
He's a man.
We do know
we do men's. I want you to be a man.
It ended with him saying, this muscle cub is ready to play.
Yes.
That line right there just got me so excited for the show because it really does just transform someone into seeing themselves in a more positive light. And that's the best thing you can give someone. So, Chloe, that's amazing. Thank you so much for getting your social influence and
you
putting
and your
it
team.
Into
Yeah, Stephanie even had herself a date.
Yes.
That's
mm-hmm.
it. Said. She was like, I'm getting hit on. I have dates now. Aww. And that is a big deal. And
that
I think at the end of the show, it said she lost mm-hmm. 10 more pounds
yeah. mm-hmm.
and she was going on her first date. We want to hear how it went.
Yes. Sure. And Will, too, at the very end, Will has a new boyfriend now.
Who is?
Who happens to be Kyle's ex.
I love karma.
I was like, oh my gosh, that was great.
The ultimate
karma.
Revenge.
Yes.
And
definitely.
What did he lose? Did he lose 30 more pounds?
I feel like he did.
There was a big number on there.
Yeah, they showed a picture.
I read the part about new boyfriend, and I just kind of like blanked everything else out.
Yeah, I think it was 30 more pounds,
which are my
wonderful.
Will let us know.
Yes.
I like how the show is broken down. There's two people per episode, because mm-hmm. I didn't know, none of us knew what to expect for the first episode. Yeah. Are they going to show everyone at one time,
mm-hmm.
and is it going to go through the whole 12 weeks in one episode?
Yeah.
I had no idea, but I really like how they do two people
in
the whole 12 weeks. You get to see where they start and where they end mm-hmm. by the end of the show.
And just from seeing, like, how the show works now, like, we kind of got it all together. But for mm-hmm. moving on, we're going to talk about one, and then we're going to go over and talk about the other, just so we can kind of, like, get everything together. And, like, mm-hmm. that way we can, like, go through their whole story. But let's go back to Stephanie for a little bit, because I feel like we haven't had the chance to really talk about
Stephanie.
Enough. But she weighed originally 172 pounds. She wasn't sure if she was going to get her goal.
Which was 145,
yes,
right? 145,
and she did the mates program. Super cool. I honestly do want to go and just kind of check it out to see how it is. But it is interesting to see how in this show they did where, like, okay, one-on-one, and then just the complete opposite.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so cool because everyone's different. So I did like how they didn't just force everyone into that one-on-one training, because I do think she flourished and did better in the group environment. Which,
and she hit her goal weight.
Yes.
She went below her goal weight of
142.
Right.
Right.
Yes. She went from 1 to 142.
Yes.
That was amazing. And she got her bikini moment.
Yes.
Yes.
She slayed it, Stephanie.
Yes, she got to use the Kendall and Kylie bathing suits, which was a very popular thing for the Topshop.
Mm-hmm.
Kylie made her a video message, and the whole thing was just really cool. Kylie sent her lip kits and everything. I mean,
and the beauty's glam squad she follows on Instagram,
yes.
so she actually knew who they were.
Yeah.
True. Yeah, that
was
awesome.
Jen Atkin, Brittany Tokyo, and Ashley Holm.
Can you imagine a glam squad like that, like who's used to doing the Kardashian/Jenners, working on you, like getting you ready to go talk to your ex best friend? Like,
mm-hmm.
so cool.
The
what
dream.
Did you think about her wanting to be friends with Miranda after what had happened?
You know what? After we kind of figured out that Miranda had gone through problems with, mm-hmm. you know, everyone saying she was
shaming.
I think that although it's not right, it does kind of make sense why she was attacking her, because she felt attacked by other people.
Mm-hmm.
So I did like how she kind of opened up instead of saying, I mean, she did kind of at first say, oh, well, I don't remember that type of thing for the cameras. But then she kind of got honest and she's like, you know what? You know, I'm sorry. And I did love how Stephanie kind of had, like, the upper hand and was like, you know what? I would like to be friends, you know?
Yeah.
I think that was an awesome moment. I think it kind of brought them together. And it was kind of nice because, you know, in this world, women get pit against women. And it was nice to see them resolve it and be able mm-hmm. to kind of move forward as long as they respect each other.
We hope so. Mm-hmm. In front of the cameras, I would have been so caught off guard.
Yeah.
We could talk about that, I'm sure, for a while. But mm-hmm. I was like, as much as I thought that was great, like, can you imagine? This is what I love about this show. They don't know that they're getting, it's like cheaters. Like, they're getting the camera put up on them.
Nice.
So it's like, I can only imagine Miranda's, like, how she felt. I didn't like that I was also, you know, yelled at for, or I was made fun of and called anorexic. I did not like that. I felt like she didn't receive. That's great that she shared it, but receive that comment. Say, I'm sorry. Show that you heard her. But instead, I felt like she kind of bucked, right? But either way, they're young. I don't know their age.
I was
going to
say,
young, but.
Well, Stephanie's 18, so I'm assuming they're all within that age range.
Okay, I didn't know.
So given that, I say that she was very mature.
Absolutely.
And I get what you're saying, because I kind of felt that too. I was like,
but then
I was like, you know what?
Yeah.
For an 18-year-old seeing what she's done and where she is now, I'm going to give this to her.
Yes.
I did feel like she was sincere, but it did kind of come out wrong at first.
Yeah.
Being 20 years old, I kind of understand that.
20?
Like, yeah.
Oh, you're like the baby.
20, yeah, you're younger than me, 24.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The two babies.
Yeah,
I interrupt your thoughts.
Being 20.
Yes.
I mean, I'm that kind of person. If someone kind of comes at me and I'm caught off guard, especially if it was on camera, the first thing would be, oh, explain myself.
Right.
But then I feel like she did kind of come back and kind of feel like, okay, crap. And then she even said in the confession, you know, with her next to the white wall, was like, okay, you know what? I was happy that she confronted me about this. And I was surprised to hear her say that, because a lot of people would be like, I can't believe she confronted me about this on camera.
Type
of thing. But she was like, you know what? I'm glad she confronted me. We worked it out.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like she was sincere, but I do agree with you. It kind of came off as like, oh, like I'm getting attacked right now. I gotta explain myself. But then she kind of rewound because Stephanie wasn't coming at her anywhere from like a bad place or coming at her rudely. She was saying, this is what happened. And she was very calm, and like Stephanie handled herself like an absolute woman.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. I'm really curious if they're still friends.
Yeah, me too.
I'm dying to know if they're still friends.
Well, let's see, because this probably wrapped about, what, three months ago or so?
Maybe.
Let's look at her IG.
Yeah, we'll have to.
That's right. I'm surprised they didn't have their Instagrams and handle it. Yeah.
We'll find them. Yes, right. Some Scooby-Doo detective work.
Chloe did tweet them out today, so we'll have to go shout them out. But it was really cool whenever Christy Kidd? who gave the skin specialist? Yeah, the dermatologist. The whole injections thing.
Oh, the liquid nitrogen
Yeah,
I was like, when I saw that on Terminator, you like die.
Yeah. Like, the injections into the cysts. Now, I know I've never been able to get rid of cysts. Like, I had the same thing. I got acne later in life. Mm-hmm. And that's horrible. It's just like, okay, I should not be getting it at this age. But now I know. So I'm going to hunt that dermatologist down.
Your whole life, guys.
And she said that she had done that to Kendall and Kylie, too, which was kind of cool that, I mean, I know, like, just from, like, I guess it's called HIPAA or, like, you know, confidentiality.
Yeah, HIPAA.
Yeah, so they would have had to get their permission to say that.
I'm
so
sure they know.
I did love that. I mean, I would think that Kendall and Kylie gave permission to be like, all right, you know, yes.
Oh, yeah.
My skin is not actually
that
perfect.
Doctor they'll share.
Right.
They'll share that doctor, the dermatologist, not every
Don't get her started. Not the other one. Time left to get her started on what she's going to talk about.
I know.
Not
I know
the
it.
Other ones.
I know it.
But thank you guys. I appreciate that.
Yes.
But it was just so cool to see Stephanie kind of come into her own and be like, feeling pretty, you know, like in the car when she was talking to the camera, she was saying, I feel pretty and I feel like guys are asking me out. It was just so refreshing, like Will, to see her confidence being built. That's like
she looked different.
Yeah, she did.
And it's true. I mean, your face changes. You truly transform. Right here, right? Yeah, and here. On some people. Yeah. Here, like, you see it on me here.
Most people do contour, like, yeah.
Yes, you see it.
You're fine. Dakota just knows.
I know.
He knows.
I always look at the neck.
Yep. The neck is a good one, too. Definitely. Mm-hmm. You can always tell.
I didn't know that. I didn't know to look at the neck.
I could always tell from the neck.
Yeah, you can tell from the face.
And, like, here.
Oh, I'm excited. How many episodes do we have? Do we know?
I think it's eight.
Yeah. Okay, great. So we're going to see 16 people?
Yeah.
16 That's transformations.
What it sounds like.
Wonderful. And we might be having someone on next week?
Yes.
We will be. Yes.
Okay, great.
Who are we having in? Do you want to do the grand reveal?
Yeah. Well, not right now because I can't remember right now. Jesus Lord, you put me on the spot.
She's just kidding. She totally remembers, but we just can't tell yet.
Yes.
That's right. What's that? Oh, we just got word from the producers. We can't let that information
go
right now.
It's okay.
But in a little bit, like in the wrapping up with Stephanie, she does the final workout before the reveal. She went from 172 to 145.2.
142.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
175
got it.
To 142. Her goal was 145.
Oh, okay, got it. Okay. Yeah. So 27 pounds in 12 weeks.
That's phenomenal. Awesome.
Wow.
Phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Can't wait to see what the next ones are going to be in the next coming weeks.
I know. It's going to be
amazing.
Sure.
Yes. For sure.
Yeah, based on the teaser, it seems like there's two people are getting it at the same time. Mm-hmm. Was that right? Did I see that right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's to do it for as a team, to do it with a friend, I mean, would y'all like that, or would you like it more individual attention?
I would want individual attention.
I think I would want individual as well. I just don't like people watching me. I hate it.
Like, I would need the team because I don't work out, and I don't like working out, and I'm a fatty patty. I love to eat everything that's wrong. I know the times when that Krispy Kreme sign comes on.
Oh, girl.
I am horrible.
Girl. Let me tell you about missing Krispy Kreme.
I know between 5 and 11 that red light is on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so
don't
funny.
Judge me, guys.
No, never.
But, yeah, so I would definitely need to be partnered up with someone.
Yeah.
Not you, because you sound like you're going to, like, kill me.
Yeah.
No, you know what? I'd love to be paired up with someone like you, because you're going to get it done.
Yeah. Absolutely. GST, baby. That's what I do.
Get her done.
That's what I do. That's what I do.
Yes, for sure. And ending it was just so cool, especially that she got the lifetime training.
Amazing. Will looked dapper. Stephanie looked fly.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see more about
it. I just love the energy.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yes.
So what are you looking forward to in the coming weeks? What are you wanting to see? Are you wanting to see more of what we saw tonight? Are you wanting to see different scenarios? Obviously, which we'll get, but like, what are you most excited for this show?
I really want to see Chloe working out with them. Mm. To have one just like a work, that would be an awesome to have Chloe be next to me and both of us just kicking butt, working out, you know, do some squats together. I think that would be really neat. I think that'd be, but I'd love for that to happen. I don't think that would happen because I feel like Chloe is viewed as like a princess on the show, you know, with her glam squad and oh my gosh, I get to see Chloe and that's how she's viewed. So I don't think she would, you know, get down and dirty and work out.
Come off with her throne.
Yeah, to get exactly. But that would be an ideal scenario in my head.
I think she would. Maybe for the next season. I think the Kardashians are good at holding things off for something else.
Yeah.
So that's one thing we need. Me personally, I just want to see more people being happy about who they are and loving who they are.
And not wanting to be someone different,
I know.
But who they are.
I'm cheesy. I just love to see people come into their own like a butterfly. Mm-hmm. I just love to see that.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I saw everything I liked. I would love, being a coach, I would love to hear more about the conversations in between because it's a mind, body, and spirit transformation on the show, and we clearly see that that happens. So I'd be curious to see who they have talking to them to see more of that. And then if they could release the workouts, I would love that. If there was, I mean, that would get a lot of people more engaged. So I would like to see maybe them sharing what they did, their practices, and so forth.
Yes. And that's what Chloe actually does on her Snapchat a lot. She'll post her, what she's doing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Her and Courtney all the time. Definitely.
Amazing. Yeah. Super awesome. Courtney too, for sure.
Yes. Guys, we are so excited that you joined us. Thank you so much. It's going to be an amazing season. We're going to have so much fun. Mm-hmm. Thanks for joining us, and make sure to follow us on social media. You can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. You can also follow AfterBuzz TV on all social media platforms at AfterBuzz TV. Make sure to give us a 5-star rating on iTunes. Leave us a little comment. We'll give you a shout out on the show. Let us know what you think in the comments below, and we love you guys. Let's chat.
Yes, yes. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Heather Yara. Look forward to hearing back on what you thought of the show.
And you can find me on Instagram at Michelle_MadisonTV.
Yes, and I'm Rachel Robillard. You can find me at Rach_Robillard. See y'all next week.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.